it's early. Speaking of early.
Good morning! Oh, and in case I don't see you, good afternoon, good evening, and good night.
They're all completely gassed and giving it everything on the club. Here comes Diggins! Here comes Diggins!
Diggins making the play around Sweden! Jesse Diggins to the line!
Yes!
And it is Jesse Diggins delivering a landmark moment that will be etched in U.S. Olympic history!
Hey, so how did it go today?
Pretty good.
Just when I thought I was out, pull me back in.
It's time for the Mickey Plyler Show, right here on The Roar.
Clemson defensive tackle arrested and suspended indefinitely. Braves lose 2 out of 3 to Milwaukee, lead down to 3 games. Wyndham Clark wins a PGA playoff round and now goes to Eastlake for the finals. And NFL players playing now in college football once again. A busy Monday show, so let's go. Morning, sports fans. Glad to have you with us for the Monday edition of the Mickey Plyler Show. Monday, August 24th, 2026. Hope all is well. Looking forward to a great day today. A lot to do today. Game week, college football, week zero. Not great action, but still week zero. Looking forward to that. I'm going to talk a little college football today and where the line is of college football in the NFL. We'll talk about that. We'll talk about the Clemson suspension. We'll talk about the Braves weekend, Major League Baseball weekend, the walk-off weekend across Major League Baseball. The PGA Tour, the NASCAR getting ready for their playoffs, even some Clemson men's soccer from last night. Got a lot to do here. On A Reaction Monday, want to hear from you what you think. Do our phone lines today. There are Pratt Injury Lawyer phone lines, and we'll do our Adams Grove text line all day today as well. And the gentleman that will guide us through both of those is so much more, Mr. Will Clanton. Good morning, friend. How you doing?
And good morning. I'm doing quite well. I'm glad to be here. Glad to be back. Glad to be back in the upstate.
Where did you go?
I was on the Mississippi-Arkansas border this weekend.
You went to Tunica to gamble.
I actually did not step foot in Tunica or any gambling house.
Okay.
Coahoma.
Coahoma.
Lula, Dundee. We don't really know where the house is located. One of those three tiny, tiny, tiny American towns.
Lake, river, what's the draw?
Usually the river, which is a lake. It's hard to explain. It's called Moon Lake, Mississippi. Okay. Did not step foot in a body of water.
Because the Mississippi River, she's a good one, right? Anyway, no? what happened there? What was it? Too cold? Too hot? Too muddy? Too snaky? Too algae? What happened?
Too pungent.
Pungent.
Okay. Apparently, something's going on where there's just
you don't want to swim in the doo-doo water.
Dead fish everywhere.
Oh no! Oh no! I'm sorry.
It's okay if you don't get too close to the lake. You can't smell the carp. But we, you know, there's terrifying fish that are alive in that lake.
Oh, I don't like carp.
Well, I definitely don't like them anymore.
How long of a ride are you talking about?
About 9 hours.
Middle of nowhere. Where am I looking at again? Moon Lake?
Moon Lake. And there's a couple lakes that are called that.
Moon Lake, Mississippi.
Yeah.
Find out where this place
still
is.
Still worth the drive.
How many hours?
9 hours.
Nah. I'll be honest with you. Outside of my wife and kids, There ain't nobody I'm driving 9 hours to go see.
Well, that was my last vacation of the year, so we made it work. We had a good time.
What little town are you in?
Lula.
I see Lula right there.
Uh-huh.
All right, Lula. I hear you. L-U-L-A, Lula. Good weekend, though. Good time to see everybody there.
Oh, yeah. Nothing like that little tune. Yeah. At least nothing that I experienced. But
you got Mississippi Blues Trail. You got Living at Lula.
Oh, yeah. Yeah, we spent some time in Clarksdale, which is known to some as the birthplace of blues.
Let's do it.
But how was your weekend?
Mine was fantastic.
Ooh.
Drove it bad, ironed it great on Friday. My wife and I went out to a very nice restaurant in Clemson, had a very nice meal. We had calamari as an appetizer, had a she crab soup, had the surf and turf, a little steak, a little crab cake. It was good. We had a great time. Wife had some scallops. Nice time. It was a great time there. Then Saturday morning, oil change. Oh, made breakfast, oil change. What did I do Saturday afternoon? A grocery shop. Cooked out. Made Philly cheesesteaks on the Blackstone. That was good. And then Sunday, church and pool. So I had a good time. Really good time this weekend. One of the last non-football weekends. I still count this week as non-football. I'm sorry, man. I'll watch NC State and Virginia. I'll watch TCU and North Carolina. But that ain't even the calamari, man. You know? I'm ready for the meal next week.
I am too, but I think I know what restaurant you're referring to that you took your wife to over the weekend.
Nice.
I will take those appetizers all day.
Yeah.
Because they're still good.
Yeah.
They're okay.
Yeah, it's good appetizers, yeah. But give me the – bring on the filet, man. Bring on the scallops. Let's go. Give me some Clemson LSU. Or Clemson LSU / Cleveland Browns. What are we doing? Oh, by the way, segment two, I don't want to step on toes here. What are we doing to segment two?
Well, it's going to lead into that a little bit.
So in case you didn't see it, Daquan Wright, a second-team All-SEC tight end last year, honorable mention All-American last year, played Saturday night with the Cleveland Browns, was released by the Cleveland Browns before he was released, by the way. Right as he was released, he's going back to LSU to play. He played Ole Miss last year. So a man that was been the last 3 weeks with the NFL and gotten NFL paychecks gets cut in the NFL. Now he's going back to college to play football. I told you. I'm telling you, man. I told you this would happen, didn't I? And everybody said, Mickey, that's ridiculous. You can't play in the NFL and then come back. I'm telling you, there is no end to this thing. There is no rock bottom. It is a bottomless pit. There's not a human being on earth, including Daquan Wright and including Lane Kiffin, that thinks that's right. There's not a human being on earth who thinks that you ought to be able to go play the NFL till you can't make it and then go back to college football and play. There's not one listener today. There's not one fan across the country. There's not one politician. There's not one. There's one judge, I guess. But no, even the lawyers that throw this case out, they're like, there's no way we're going to win this. Oh, we won? What? You just don't go from the NFL back to college football. You don't do it. If you're Clemson, I'm saying let's wait on Deshaun Watson to see what happens to him. If he's going to be the starting quarterback, because he could just retire from the NFL and come back and play here. I mean, the fact of the matter is that this doesn't – and look – why not high school? Let's go down and play high school football. Let's go play college for a few years, and then, you know, you get done with college. And let's go back to your NIL and make some hometown money where your local car dealer can give you $50,000 to come back and play quarterback at high school. Why not? Where's the bottom? Where's absurd now? The idea that a man played Saturday night for the Cleveland Browns and in 2 weeks is going to play 2 weeks after that, he's going to play on a Saturday night for LSU. Like that, there's not one cell in anybody's body listening today that would go, you know, I kind of like it. It's a really good idea. I think it's good. I think that's what we ought to be doing. I mean, why not? No Hopkins is about done, right? Let's get it back down to Daniel High School. Where's that line going? Or let him go play C team, go play for Edwards Middle School. Where's the line? There's no line.
I don't understand what a judge could be thinking by saying, hey, yeah, that's right. We think that's right. Go play in the NFL until you can't, and then come back to college. That's right. Let's do that. But that's where we are. I'll get out of that mood. 64 degrees this morning. I'm in a good mood about that. Clemson soccer goes 2-0 over East Tennessee State last night. And they're 2-0 now after a great win against Furman. We had the Braves winning last night 4-2 to salvage game three and to salvage one game of three. In this one, in case you didn't see it, Michael Harris leads off and hits a home run last night for the Braves. The story for the Braves was Molly went five innings and gave up just one run. And the Braves won one of three. Scott on Friday told me that he guaranteed they win Friday night. That didn't happen. Let me give you what happened in the rest of Major League Baseball where we are now. So heading into last week of August, Rays 3 up over the Yankees in the East, 6 up over the Red Sox. White Sox 3.5 up over the Guardians and 5.5 up over the Twins. Astros and the Rangers are now tied 3 up over the Mariners. Braves lead down to 3 games. Thank goodness it won last night. It'd be down to 2. They were up 2.5 when I went to bed last night. Anyway, Braves hang on, win. They're up 3 games over Philadelphia. Brewers now 6 up over the Cubs and the Dodgers 9 up over the Padres. The wild cards continue to be wild. Yankees, Red Sox, and Rangers are 3, but Rangers and Guardians tied for the last spot there. And 1.5 up over the Jays and 2 up over the Twins and Royals and Orioles and 3 up over the Mariners and 3.5 over the Tigers. So all but 3 teams really in the race there. National League, Cubs and Phillies and Padres lead the wild card with the D-backs 2 back, Marlins 4 back, Cardinals 5.5, Pirates 8.5. That's about it. Well, you get 5.5 there. Anyway, crazy Major League Baseball weekend, walk-offs everywhere. You had the NFL over the weekend. And only one yesterday, Titans beat the Seahawks 19-16. But some interesting storylines coming out of the NFL we can get into today. The BMW Championship. This past weekend, you saw Wyndham Clark go 17 under par, beat Patrick Cantlay, who just finished, by the way. Good job, Patrick. Beat him by 3 and out at Belle Reve Country Club in St. Louis. And now the top 30 go on to Atlanta this week. Of that top 30, let me give it to you, who did not make it after yesterday. JT Poston, local guy, didn't make it. Ricky Fowler didn't make it. Aaron Rye, despite winning the PGA Championship, didn't make it. Ben Griffith didn't make it. Justin Thomas failed to make it. As we go in, barely make it, Ryan Fox. So it's going to Atlanta, Ryan Fox, Tom Kim, Adam Scott, Justin Rose, Victor Hovland, Robert McIntyre, Alex Fitzpatrick, Alex Smalley, J.J. Spahn, Minwoo Lee, Christopher Riton, Patrick Cantlay, Gary Woodland, Ryan Gerard, Hideki Matsuyama, Akshay Bhatia, Russell Henley, Jacob Bridgman, upstate native and Clemson golfer, makes it. He's number 13 now. Xander Schauffele, Roy McIlroy, Ludwig Oberg, Tommy Fleetwood, Sam Burns, Colin Morikawa, Chris Goddard, Siwoo Kim, Cameron Young, Wyndham Clark, Matt Fitzpatrick, and Scottie Scheffler all going to Atlanta. Besides that, we'll get into some phone calls and texts. Can't wait. It's going to be a great show. Hey, quickly, let me tell you about Ingles. I went to Ingles this weekend, and it was awesome. And as a result, we had a great Philly cheesesteak. I got my ribeyes there. Got 2 ribeyes to cook the rest of the week. Some specials going on. Got all the drinks for the weekend, all the teas and the vanilla cream sodas, and got all signed up there. My wife got a couple of dips and all. It was great. Love Ingles, low prices, love the savings. We had time, so we actually went to the, you know, inside, if not, do the curbside pickup. You'll love it. Love everything about our great friends over at Ingles. Check them out. Do the tools for schools. Fill up with the gas. Get your Starbucks. Get ready for the college football weekend. High school football weekend as well. So make sure you got your tailgate plans and ready over at Ingles. Low prices, love the same. Love my friends at Ingles. So again today, love hearing from you. One story we'll get to that we hadn't talked about too much yet. Vic Burley arrested Friday night and Clemson suspended Saturday indefinitely. Just boneheaded, man. Just a knucklehead. Gets arrested right here in camp. After already in the doghouse and already not doing great, but I mean, just crazy that now his whole career is in jeopardy coming off all that. We'll see what comes of it. So we'll get to that, what it means to defensive tackles coming up. A lot to do. We'll do segment two with Will Clanton when we come back. Much more after this. 7,006. My highest recommendation. Segment two with Mr. Will Clanton.
My experience just barely east of the Mississippi had a lot to do with people who you would think would not get along, especially as of late.
How many guys you talked about?
Eight of us.
Okay.
Plus one child.
Okay.
So eight and a half.
All right. So couples?
Half.
Okay.
Two sets of couples.
Okay.
All good friends. Fantasy draft.
Oh, fantasy draft weekend. That's what it was.
Yes. All right. Which now takes about 45 minutes. So 9-hour drive for 45 minutes. Anyway, there's two of us there. Myself and occasional caller, frequent texter, Murph from Mississippi.
Murph.
We're the only Clemson people out there. Everyone else is either Ole Miss or LSU.
Okay.
One thing that we learned, that I learned, that I did not expect to learn, was that everyone there hates Lane Kiffin.
Even the LSU people?
Yes.
Really? He hadn't lost the game yet. He's undefeated.
They don't like him. And this is not representative of the entire fan base. But I just think it's a good representation of how people should feel. The reasons that they don't like him, they're seemingly trivial. They have nothing to do with anything he's done.
He hadn't missed any practice time to go on a fishing expedition yet.
Yeah.
He hadn't had his fake dog tweet yet.
Well, that dog still lives in Oxford, Mississippi. Never did live with Lane Kiffin, by the way.
He hadn't had pictures of his daughter right in the middle of the season while his team's getting beat yet. He hadn't done that. How can you be mad at him? All he's done is spend $50 million and go on the NFL and get players now.
And that is one of the reasons.
Really? They don't like it.
It was not confirmed in the way that it is now with Daquan Wright, but this is representative of what a team like LSU, especially with a guy like Lane Kiffin, what am I going to do? What am I going to do? It's not my decision. Anybody's going to do this if they have the opportunity.
No. You can't blame it on, it's just the system and everybody's going to do it. No. First of all, everybody doing it doesn't make it right. And second of all, not everybody's doing it. I mean, Dan Lanning came out and said, you don't come from the NFL back to college football. A lot of guys are taking stances against it. You don't have to sign these guys. By the way, you don't have to play these guys. And if you're still the SEC, then you can come back and go, wait a minute. The SEC has a transfer rule. After a certain date, you can't transfer from one school to the other. In the conference. And so what the SEC could come out and go, if you play guys that have already gotten any kind of paycheck from the NFL, then you forfeit the game. That's it. They could be eligible, but if you play them, you don't have to play all of your eligible players. If you play them in the game, you're going to forfeit the game.
My question is looking at the actual rules of the transfer portal. Which of the open windows is he using to transfer? Because it is...
He's not.
August 22nd.
He's not using that. Well, he's using what a Louisiana judge gave a temporary injunction. Temporary... What do they call it? T-O-R... Anyway, where... I can look it up here. Where anybody in that class of 2022 can come back and play... he's got to clear waivers, by the way. I think he cleared waivers. So the judge's decision that the 10 Georgia appeals on Friday morning in an order reversing a federal judge's decision that opened the door for all athletes who started college football 2022 and played for four consecutive seasons, returned for fifth season, did not wipe out the cases of dozens of athletes who have successfully petitioned to restraining orders for a fifth season. It's a temporary restraining order, TRO. And it says for these guys that you can come back and play college football and you can transfer wherever you want to transfer. It's outside the transfer window. And they've collected a paycheck and made money in professional football. But that's okay. You can come back and play.
So another question. What happens? I'm unaware of the LSU roster, the number of people on the roster. But how does this affect their roster?
Well, they've got the number one tight end in the country anyway, in Green, the big 6'7" tight end, maybe the best tight end in America. But this guy was a second team all SEC last year. This guy's an honorable mention, Daquan Wright. He's an honorable mention, All-American last year. This probably is not good news for Zach Grace, Malachi Thomas. These are other guys that are playing. Zach Grace, who played at Oregon last year, is their backup tight end coming in. Now I got to think it's got to be Wright. Because Tre'Dez Green is going to start at tight end / wide receiver. He's a big, monster tight end there. But everybody moves one farther down the trough now.
Yeah, yeah. And doing a little bit of research, 105 is the limit now. LSU had 93.
Yeah. So nobody goes to 105. I mean, on scholarship wise, all that.
I mean, honestly, who can afford to?
Yeah.
Especially in these days. The thing that scares me is that what this does is it opens up opportunities for other people. Because there was SMU running back, former, let me put the emphasis on, former SMU running back TJ Harden was actually a part of that same lawsuit that allowed Daquan Wright to come back. So he's got eligibility now. Where is he going to go?
3077 brings a good point. If they play college ball this season, can they go back and play pro ball again? Yeah, there's no restrictions. Go back and play pro ball again. Yeah.
Oh, yeah.
I asked where rock bottom is, and 7206 gets in and said, when a college player plays for two teams in one season. I mean, this guy's going to play for two teams in one season, the Cleveland Browns and the LSU Tigers. When you look at his stats, when you look at his game log, you got to look in the NFL and college football. Like, not transferring from Fresno State to Florida State and playing for two FSUs. He went from the NFL to the NCAA. Like, no, this is historical. No one's ever done it before. You know why? Because it ain't right. And everybody knows it's not right. But we're just going to let him play. And I mean, it's unbelievable.
What are the chances that in the next 3 days that we hear Lane Kiffin say something about this and turn it into a victim mentality?
Oh, this is what you do. We care about the kid. He had better opportunities for him and his family, and now he wasn't going to get a paycheck in the NFL. He was cut from the NFL. now he can provide for his family. We care about that. We care about these people. Sure they do.
Yeah. Well, I think it's very ironic that he's going to LSU.
Here's how much he cares about him. Had he got a torn ACL and got released, LSU wouldn't have signed him.
Gone.
They really care about him, though.
You'd think that his former coach at Ole Miss, Lane Kiffin, and now his current coach at LSU, Lane Kiffin, would have better prepared him for either the NFL or a career outside of athletics. I think it's terrible. I think that.
How about this? 3143 says, "How's Taquan Wright going to handle the rigors of the SEC if he can't even make the cut in the NFL?"
That's a good point. And there's a lot of jokes to be had about, the Browns really aren't an NFL level team anyway. So he was essentially just transferring from a college team to a college team. But let's be honest, it has nothing to do with that. It has everything to do with erosion of rules, erosion of tradition and culture, and fairness.
Yeah. All it takes is one judge. That's it. So that's where the answer is, where's rock bottom? It's only what a judge thinks is rock bottom.
One single judge.
Yes. And here's the deal. It's not the fact like, that's absurd. 350 million people in the United States of America can tell you, man, that's absurd. But if one doesn't think it's absurd, then it's not absurd. Are we going to have a guy play for two teams in the same year? Right now you can't, but if one judge, if a guy decides after two or three games, hey, I'm not cutting it here. I want to go to another school. Let me find a judge that gives me a temporary restraining order, and I can go play for NC State, even though I was currently playing at Duke. That sounds absurd. All it takes is one temporary restraining order. That's what we learned through all this. The NCAA has these rules, but just one judge? The NCAA said it right. In their official comments, I don't think these judges understand that they're what they're doing, and how they've completely changed our the way we've always done business. Well, we should be doing business. This is an academic institution. Believe it or not, there are kids that are taking classes at LSU.
None of them on the football team, I would say.
Again, we can talk about absurd all we want to, but now we have there's high school kids out there making $1 million. On NIL right now. What's to stop someone from saying, hey, man, I'm not really – I got a better NIL deal in high school than I do now. I want to go back to high school. You can say, well, Mickey, that's an academic institution. Oh, LSU's not. Seriously, all it takes is just one.
Mm-hmm.
Where's the absurdity? Where's rock bottom? Where do we go, wait a minute, man, what? Or the way I said it when it first happened. What? What? I mean, look, seriously, even LSU fans. I'm going to do a show this week with Buddy Sanji. And that's going to be one of my favorites. Like, you don't want this, man. You don't want this guy playing for y'all. Because normally you say, hey, well, everybody's going to do it. You don't want that. You don't want to be that guy. Like Texas Tech, I told you. Texas Tech didn't want to play Brandon Sorsby. The guy broke NCAA rules. He was a gambler. He gambled on games and pitched his own team. Like, you don't want to play that guy. But they find a way to go, well, we care about the kid, and this wouldn't be fair. And like, no one's thinking that. You're acting when you say that.
You are tied to your horse.
And what happened at Texas Tech is we had this thing. Oh, we care about him. Oh, he can't play? Oh, well, all right, he can't play. All right, and end scene. Oh, great job, guys. That's a wrap. Let's cut. Let's go edit that film. You're acting. You're an actor. You're an actress. You don't want that guy playing for your team, but you're forced to have to like it or to make some sort of, you know, let me tell you, Mickey, here's why I think it's a good idea. No, you don't think it's a good idea. No one does.
There's only a matter of time before Aaron Judge is allowed to start saying that people are allowed to go back.
Play Fresno State college. Again.
Because he's a judge, and he's won.
He's one judge, yes. We can't even decide if men can play in the WNBA or not. When did it get hard? Like in Little League Baseball, 12 and under. All right, well, I'm 13, but I still want to play. Can I get a temporary restraining order? All right. The WNBA, the Women's National Basketball Association. Well, I'm man, but I kind of feel like a little feminine sometimes. Yeah, I'll play. Yeah. No, like this isn't hard. None of this stuff is hard. Why do we make it hard? You're done with college. You played your 5 or 6 or 7 or 8 or 9 years. You signed an NFL contract. You got a paycheck from the NFL. You don't go play college football. That's not hard. You just don't do that. And everybody knows you don't do it, but yet we're doing it. No one thinks that's right. Serenity now.
Serenity now. Serenity now. Serenity now.
Yeah. Texas, this feels like a whiner talk. Yeah, yeah. From everybody on earth. Besides that judge, no one on earth thought that was a good idea. And the right thing. Short break. We'll come back. What'd you think of the Braves weekend? What'd you think of the NFL weekend? What'd you think of the Vic Burley stuff? What'd you think of the PGA Tour playoffs? What'd you think of NASCAR? What'd you think of Clemson men's soccer? What'd you think of Deshaun Watson's comments? This is a lose-lose for Deshaun Watson and the Cleveland Browns. I'll tell you about that later as well. Short break, much more on the other side after this. 72 on our Adams cover text line. 72 at one said, what's to stop Deshaun Watson, Trevor Lawrence coming back playing their senior years? Right now, it's just a class of 2022. And you could say, well, that's just their fifth year. Yeah, but that's because one judge said they could do that. The rules say they can't. The NCAA says the rules said they can't. One judge said they can't. What's to stop one judge from saying, well, your clock starts. You can't go back to school 20 years later. 10 years later, 5 years later, all that needs to happen is one judge say, yes, you can. Just find a judge. Yes, you can. On the Deshaun Watson stuff, let me get this before we get to Delvin and Hal. 3389 said, what's wrong with Deshaun Watson? He's turned out to be a real jerk. He is. What Deshaun Watson said on Saturday, I guess it was, after that game, that was dumb. It wasn't right. It wasn't, I mean, you don't say the things you said about the fan base. You just don't do it. You don't engage in that. However, what he said was right, too. Was it Achilles or ACL he tore when he was laying
Achilles.
On when he tore his Achilles, remember this. He's playing for the Cleveland Browns. He's not playing great. But the Cleveland Browns fans cheered as he laid on the ground because he was hurt. I mean, you tell me if that's your son, you tell me if that's you, you don't think that's you don't think that would hurt your feelings and change the way you feel about a fan base. You don't verbalize it. He was wrong to verbalize it. But again, let's remember their fan base kind of started it. Just because the guy's not playing well, when someone gets hurt, you don't cheer it while they're on the ground. So I don't feel bad. Like a lot of people say, man, it's terrible for the fan base that one of the guys vying for your starting quarterback says it's about your fan base. Yeah, that's bad. And I don't wish that upon people. But they kind of started it too. So both are wrong. The fans don't boo. I mean, don't cheer when you're laying on the ground hurt for your team. Or the other team too, oh, by the way. You don't cheer when it happens. But then when the player gets his feelings hurt, he doesn't come out and say it either. It's a lose-lose. Both look bad. Deshaun's got a point, but don't make that point publicly. Make sense? Am I right on this?
Yeah. How is it going to – who are you going to win over by saying that? The fan base?
No, it's dumb.
Yeah.
It's dumb. You got your feelings hurt. That's dumb to say it. So don't go that route. But He's got a good point. You don't cheer when somebody gets hurt. And it's short-sighted. Like, what if he comes in and he throws a touchdown pass? You go cheer when he's playing good now? I don't know. Classless by the Browns fans to cheer while he's hurt. And Deshaun shouldn't have come back and made it red a ref. Just forget about it. Don't engage in that kind of fan. Because it doesn't speak for every fan, by the way. 0447 says, losing at halftime? No problem. Transfer at halftime. Find a judge. Better yet, just find a good judge to give you a temporary restraining order to change the score. We could change it from a loss to a win. We don't agree with the outcome of that game. The referee made a bad call at the end of the game. Let's go find a judge that thought it was a bad call as well, and let's reverse the outcome of the game. Temporary restraining order. Why not? That sounds absurd, Mickey. Oh, yeah? Guy played for the Browns on Saturday night. He's going to play for LSU in 2 weeks. Oh, yeah? Hold my beer. That's absurd. Oh, yeah? Hold my beer. Worse is coming, pal. I thought for sure that the Alabama deal was rock bottom. I don't know what rock bottom is anymore. I don't think there's a rock bottom. I just think it's going to be, let's compete. Let's go sign Saquon Barkley. Let's say, hey, we'll pay you more to play in college than we played in the NFL. Let's just go compete.
With the Alabama deal you're talking about, the basketball player, Bediako?
Yeah.
So the good thing with that people forget is that while he was given a temporary restraining order and allowed to play, his first game was January 24th of this year. January 7th, that order expired, and he was no longer eligible to play. And yes, he was allowed to play in 5 games, which they should have had to forfeit every single one of those games when that temporary restraining order expired.
That's right.
And he was told he was no longer allowed to play and should have never been allowed to play. It was only temporary.
You know why it's temporary? Because it's wrong. 654 Roar. 654-7627. Our Pratt Energy Lawyer phone line. Hey, Delvin, thanks for hanging on, man. How you doing?
Happy week zero to you, man.
Week zero, buddy. TCU, North Carolina, Virginia, NC State. Who else do I care about? Anybody else I care about this weekend? I have some I can't wait to see
North Dakota State for FBS game.
North Dakota State, yeah, I don't know, man. I can't pretend like that's a big deal for me. How about?
I am because this from Thursday on, college football is gonna be on because SCS came on Thursday night.
Yeah.
So from Thursday night,
to
the end of January, probably college football is gonna be on.
How about Memphis UNLV maybe? Yeah. Hawaii Stanford. Yeah. San Jose State, Southern Cal.
Yeah, you ain't gonna watch Stanford. Andrew Luck gonna play, man. You remember you get a judge get a scramble.
That's it. Andrew Luck, suit up, bud. Get the temporary restraining order and play Saturday night. Absurd. That's where we are.
So what about Thomas Castellano? You heard about this story?
No, I saw a headline. I didn't read it. What all happened to him?
I think he might get his 50th. He might go to Texas Tech and play.
Yeah, good luck with that. He's terrible, by the way. Found that out in Florida State last year. Touchdown Tommy. I hope he plays at Texas Tech. That's a match made in heaven for each other. Let that happen. Yeah, just find a judge, man. Just find a judge. Patrick Mahomes, go back to Texas Tech. Just find a judge.
Yeah. I know a lot of people say, well, Clemson did, but Clemson got players who played last year at State. So that's the difference between going to the NFL.
Yeah.
See, Clemson got he transferred in, but he played last year in college football. That's the difference.
That's right. Crazy world we live in, buddy.
Yeah, because I know you would have been upset at Clemson if you would have been in the NFL and came back to Clemson and played.
Yeah, that's right.
That's your problem.
That's right.
The only difference is, like, I saw Clemson playing tomorrow. I saw people going out to Clemson playing tomorrow. Well, Clemson got a player. I said, he played at App State last year. That's different. He didn't go to NFL. He played at App State.
Yeah, totally different. Totally different.
Yeah, totally different. Yeah, you know. Man, what a crazy weather with high school game, man. We had a high school lot of postponed pads Friday night. The high school deal with the weather, man.
Yeah, you got – that's another one. You got temperatures and you got threats of storms and all that stuff. But that's why – now what they'll do is they'll play on Tuesdays and Wednesdays, and they'll go back and play middle of the season some of that time too. And
you can't, man, because the NFL taking all – the NFL got Monday, Tuesday, Thursday, and Friday.
Yeah, but you watch. You watch. They'll be playing high school games on Tuesday nights, and the hurricane season's not even here yet. And we'll cancel high school games on a we'll cancel a Friday night game on like a Monday. Watch. And or Tuesday we'll make it we're moving the game up. It won't rain on Friday. It rains on Thursday, don't rain on Friday. Anyway. They don't ask me, buddy. They don't ask me.
it might end up playing on a Sunday, you never know.
Never know. I've seen it do it in the past.
Yeah, but yeah, man, it's just good to talk about. We'll have some no games doubt. To talk about after Monday night.
Can't wait.
Next Monday, college football over the week.
Can't wait.
We can't come to.
Gonna be awesome.
Wait. But it's crazy, man, with this whole judge. And like, I ain't play cut. I'm gonna get me a judge, man.
Here's the deal. Just find out anybody who gets cut on by the NFL draft, and then that way you can field your team.
Yeah, for the roster. Yeah. Yeah, because, you know, wait, because they got to cut down rosters here in the preseason.
Yeah, let's just wait, and then we can add those guys in. Who knows who's going to be playing college football by the middle of the season? Who knows who's going to be on everybody's team by then? If we're adding teams we're adding guys. I got to run down. Appreciate the phone call. We're adding guys right now. We've already been practicing for 2 weeks. Who knows who you're going to have in October, November? It's like the training deadline. Add them in before the playoffs. Who knows? Just get a temporary training order and just keep adding players throughout the season. Tennessee Duke, Hal, hang on. I promise I'm coming to you. Hour number two kicks off after this.